Okay, so Meg, we're talking about baking, and in the last one, in the last interview, you mentioned cake pops and some other stuff. Now, you also mentioned truffles. What is a truffle?
A truffle is it's a little chocolate candy, or it can be not so tiny, but it's not huge. It's like bite-sized chocolate candy with something on the inside that's called ganache, which is can be a chocolate or a different flavor, kind of creamy or a little more firm, and then coated in chocolate. So it's a chocolate candy, basically.
Okay. Now, I sometimes hear the word truffles like something that pigs find under trees. Is that the
Yeah,
same word?
different. No, well, same word, but those are a type of mushroom, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's truffles mushroom, and then there's truffles chocolate candy. So I guess be careful which one you're ordering if you're at
Right.
the
Right. They have nothing to do with each other.
store. No, I mean, maybe someone has made a mushroom chocolate truffle before, I'm
Right.
not sure, but not me.
Okay, so are truffles easy to make?
They're time consuming. So I don't think they're difficult to make, but you have to have the time to put in because you need to make the inside chocolate part first and mix together the ingredients and then form, I always did it by hand, form all the little balls so that you can dip them in chocolate. And so one batch, I could usually get maybe 60 truffles. So probably I had to spend a few hours working on a batch of truffles.
Wow, can you go through the process? Like, how do you make them from start to finish?
So, probably my favorite ones are like an espresso chocolate kind, where I need some chopped up chocolate, more like baking chocolate or really dark chocolate, or if you want milk chocolate, you can use it. And then mix that with some heavy cream and butter on the stove, and if there's any flavor you're going to add. And so, if it's like a coffee flavor, you can add some coffee grinds and later strain them out so it has that flavor. And
And that's
then
the inner part that you're
Right,
making. That's
yeah.
like, what's that called again?
Ganache.
Ganache. Okay.
And so then you've made that, and so it's still pretty thin, more liquidy. And so you need to put it in the fridge to let it firm up for it can take that recipe can take a few hours before it's ready. And then once it's ready, I just use like a small spoon to scoop a little out and then use my hands to roll it into like a ball shape and then let that sit. And we might have to put it back in the fridge because your hands kind of warm the chocolate back up. And then once it's out, you can use a special dipping fork or just a regular small fork and have some melted coating chocolate that you can get at craft stores, or there's fancy kinds or cheap kinds or whatever. And then you need to dip each ball individually and put it down on wax paper, like a special paper that it won't stick to. And then you let them, if you're going to add anything on top, like sprinkles or anything, you can do that. And then that's it, you're done.
Wow, and then you just put them in the fridge. You chill them, right?
You don't have to. They're better actually if you keep them out of the fridge, because if you put them in the fridge, then you maybe have to handle issues with it going from cold to warm. And chocolate, you might not know chocolate, if it gets too cold sometimes or like frozen, little white spots can come to the surface. And so it kind of
Ah.
ruins the prettiness of the chocolate. So
Okay.
yeah, so you can just leave them out.
That's good to know. Oh, thanks. Well, I might give it a try, but it still sounds pretty
Well, I'll
hard.
help you.